Today's Reddit Stories is brought to you by DoorDash. Guys, the scariest part of summer isn't the sunburn. It's the spending. There are the last-minute road trips, pricey snack hauls, and endless sunscreen restocks, you name it. And after all of that, your wallet will definitely be feeling the heat. Cool it down with DoorDash and save big on your seasonal must-haves during Summer of Dash Pass. Summer of Dash Pass is back from June 26th through July 30th, and it's packed with deals on everything you're already ordering. Local eats, groceries, stuff from your favorite stores, and more. Keep on saving with $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible orders. DoorDash helps me order last-minute ingredients when I'm making food for summer, barbecues, etc. It's awesome. Order on DoorDash and save big during Summer of Dash Pass. Sign up today. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Check daily for massive summer savings on restaurants, groceries, and brands from June 26th through July 30th. Sign up for Dash Pass now if you aren't already a member and enjoy a summer full of savings. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Back to the show.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, and welcome to Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme, it's a good one, it's relationships. Relationships, I think, of all kinds, but there's definitely some romantic ones, probably some friendship ones, all the types of relationships. And I'm here with two of my good friends, Ian and Damien.
Great to be here, Shane.
Thanks, Damien.
I've never been in a relationship.
We know. No, I'm kidding. All right, like I don't know what to say. I feel like I'm like, what do you think about relationships? We all have all our opinions about it.
I think they're great, and I think everyone should try it.
Okay.
I think there's a world out there full of relationships. People should dive headlong into it.
Do you just want to start over? I feel like we can just start this open again. No, relationships are great. I think people put too much pressure on finding one, and that's how they define themselves. But, you know, my hair is getting longer, and I look like I'm good at Smash Bros. Because of it. What do you think about that?
I think it's pretty cool.
Great. Ian?
You know, I feel like every Reddit story boils down to relationships.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I think this theme today, we're getting really into specific situations.
And I'm sure they're all going to be healthy relationships.
Oh,
about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's going to be communicating really well. Mm-hmm. It's all going to be great stories.
It'll be really good.
Place your bets on what percentage of these will be able to be solved by good communication from the start. I'm going to say 65%.
I'm going to say that 40% are going to be somebody wants to do a threesome, and that's going to be the positive issue.
Okay. We'll see.
Got it. Yeah, we'll see.
Our first story comes from Relationship Advice. This is recent, too. Came from this month as of reading this. This is a 26-year-old woman. My boyfriend, who's 28, is obsessed with a lantern he found at a flea market, and it's getting weird. How do I approach this?
Breakup.
That's an oni right there. You gotta exercise that.
My boyfriend found a book at a bookstore, and it never ends.
There's a weird dog dragon.
So, my boyfriend, who's 28, and I, 26, recently went to a flea market, and he found this old-style lantern that he absolutely fell in love with. He bought it on the spot, and I thought it was a cute little vintage decoration for our apartment. But now, things have taken a strange turn. Ever since he got the lantern, he's become super attached to it. He keeps it by his bedside and even gets up in the middle of the night to walk around the apartment with it, pretending to be an old-timey watchman. He'll say things like, "All is well," or "The night is dark and full of terrors," and he really gets into character. At first, I thought it was kind of funny and endearing, as he always had an eccentric style of humor, but now it's starting to annoy me. He does this almost every night, and it's disrupting our sleep. I've tried talking to him about it, but he just tells me that he takes his watchman duties very seriously and that it's important for our safety. The issue is, I genuinely cannot tell if he's joking. Has anyone else experienced something like this? How do I get him to tone it down without hurting his feelings or making him feel like he can't enjoy his quirky interests? Thanks for any advice.
Ooh.
I think, okay, first off, this guy is awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome.
This guy rocks.
Yeah, I think some people, it definitely sounds like he's doing a bit.
He's definitely doing a bit.
And some people, I think they just don't know when to end the bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, hearing it initially, I was like, oh, you got to support their fun thing. You know, I love finding old-timey stuff at random estate sales and flea market things, just little treasures. Like, I love that. And any partner I'd have would have to support that. But it kind of sounds like she did. And now she's like, okay. Okay. And
That's good.
I have a hard time when people don't end the bit when you're like, I really need you to stop right now. And they're like, stop right now, I say. Like, that freaks me out.
I don't think she has, based on the context here, I don't know if she has communicated it, like, seriously enough. Because okay. She said his response is that he takes his night watch duties very seriously.
Yeah.
So I think he's still like
he probably she probably hasn't communicated to him that she's done with the bit, and she's probably just like she probably still just laughing it off to like not offend him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I think some people like oh it's like that I think you should leave sketch where it's like I'm just a little we're just some pig sluts just
right.
eating
right.
slop or
yeah.
whatever she said like
yeah.
where it's just like. People just keep taking the bit further and further, and unless you say, okay, we're done with the bit, they're just, like, as long as they keep getting reinforcement, they're just
right.
going to keep doing
yeah.
the bit. I think she's just got to be like, hey, the lantern stuff was cute. Emphasis on was.
I think she just needs to be like, you're waking me up in the middle of the night doing this. Like, I need to sleep. Can you please not do it?
Yeah. yeah.
And then, but the problem is, I think as soon as he stops, that's when... like, you're going to get a vampire, or you're going to get...
yeah.
Before the night watch, we're here!
If you broke into... Okay, if you're... Imagine you're a burglar, and you break into a house, and you come across a man...
A night
with
watchman?
An old lantern. You're going to be like, this place is haunted.
Yeah.
And I just came across the ghost.
This theoretically could be part of that. Like, if you call up the store and you're like, yeah, my husband's been acting weird with a lantern. They're like, wait, what lantern? Yeah. Let me check something. No, they weren't supposed to sell that! So, like, it could be... A Goosebumps book.
She wakes up in the middle of the night. On. She finds him walking around with the lantern. And then she looks back at her bedroom and he's asleep in the bed. Oh, and she's like,
I just got chills.
What's going on here? Mm.
Yeah. I do think like when you communicate stuff like this, it can be hard. Like you're naturally going to hurt someone's feelings at some point. And if you've tried everything, you know, you got to protect your peace. And if you do it respectfully, like they might be bummed, but you still got to communicate. The one thing I would recommend is like, speak in your partner's language to start. And like, if your partner's super not getting the lantern thing, there's always this playful aspect where it's like, John Henry McGillicuddy, I haven't seen my husband in so long, and you've been night watching all this time. What about the vow you made to me? What if the night watch only shows up once a month? Because me, your goodly wife, misses you. And it's like, oh, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Some comments here. Well, the simplest answer is usually the correct one. Clearly, your boyfriend has been possessed by the night watchman who initially drew him to buy the lantern. Someone else said, not sure why you're worried. He literally says, all is well. Someone said, get a bigger, fancier lantern with a brighter light to assert dominance. Make it weird.
Ah.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think moth infestation, too, could take away some of the fun of the lantern.
Ooh.
Because that'd
get
be,
some big
be a
ass
lot of
moths. And leave them in the house
yeah.
and let them fly at them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bunch of moths at them. Yeah, flying, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving on.
Oh, that's it? There's no update?
There's
there?
No,
no
update,
update.
On that. That's that one.
I will say, though, like, if he is ever going through, like, a kind of a depressive moment in his life, what she can do is hire somebody to, like, maybe, like, kind of, like, fake break into the house at, like, 2 a.m., and then when he's doing his little night watchman thing, then he actually like saves the day, and he's gonna feel really good about himself.
That's gonna, but then he's gonna keep doing it.
There, yeah,
she's
gonna,
trying to get him.
Yeah,
stop.
That's some reinforcement.
She's gonna,
but
get him
you
stop.
Know, if he's having a down day, you know.
True.
It's possible too if you bought a lantern, like you don't want to hire someone to break in case he also bought like a cutlass and a blunderbuss. Mm. It's like, oh, surprise!
He needs that next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know that they sold the lighthouse light from the lighthouse? The auction, A24 auctioned it off.
Whoa, how much did they sell it for?
thousands, unfortunately.
Just for someone else to go mad.
Yeah, I wanna hear the Reddit story about that, where it's like, honey, you'll never guess what I bought. Yeah. Like, son of a bitch!
I tried, what?
So like A24, this is going off topic, but A24 had this auction where they're selling off all their props, and I tried to buy The Weeknd's wig from Uncut Gems. Uncut Gems. Yeah, The Weeknd was wearing a wig of The Weeknd's hair from that time period, and they were selling that, and I bid on it,
but I did not
win it.
Wow.
That's wild. What would you have done with it?
I would have put it on my head.
Okay, moving on. Mm. Our next story, also from Relationship Advice. My friend and I have a YouTube channel together. People think I'm the ugly one.
You know, I feel like I should probably just... I feel like this is too triggering for me. Okay, go on. I can't relate to this at all.
Now, just because there's a pretty one doesn't mean there's an ugly one.
Yeah.
No, there has to be. It's you're either or.
We're both over 18. Our channel has just under 10,000 subs. I'm calling my friend Sarah, which is not her real name. I'm being purposely vague. I always knew that I wasn't the pretty one. We've been friends since we were really young, and I've seen her go from awkward kid to really, really pretty. In school, people always asked her out, and they'd do extra stuff for her that she never seemed to notice. I used to be jealous, but we've talked about how I felt back then. I have a boyfriend who makes me feel beautiful now, etc., and I thought I was over it. Recently, since we gained more subscribers, people have been making comments about how sad it must be to be the ugly one. Some of them say my name, but most of them talk about my features that make it obvious that they're talking about me. I've even had people privately message me to suggest plastic surgery.
Jesus.
It's hurting my relationship with Sarah. I know she's prettier than me, but until this, it wasn't really a problem anymore. Being compared to her constantly is hurtful. She suggests that we make both of our Instagrams private and make a joint public one so that we can better control the new hatred towards me. I'm worried that will just bring up questions, and I'll have to explain that I'm so hurt by people saying this stuff, and it's damaging my friendship so much that we've both had to be private. She even suggests that if it gets too bad, we should phase out the channel because it isn't worth becoming bitter towards each other because of YouTube. I just want to know how to feel better about being friends with her. Sarah has never made me feel ugly. It's always been other people. She's the kindest person I know, and it makes me even more annoyed because I know she doesn't have control over this any more than I do. Edit. Huge thank you to this one user, Sloth Jones. They suggested a program that allowed us to find out where the comments might be coming from, and it's an incel forum. It's not just random people finding us and making nasty comments. It's sad, disgusting people who have been pointed to our channel because they dislike the fact that I have a boyfriend. Sarah doesn't, and they don't have girlfriends. Also, I've contacted my therapist and will be continuing with therapy. Thank you so much to everyone who helped me. I've tried upvoting everyone I can get to.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is more like a YouTuber dilemma than a... I mean, I think it is a relationship dilemma of having any sort of jealousy towards a friend.
I mean, I think, like, it's unusual because, like, it seems like actually relationship-wise, their relationship is great.
Yeah.
Like, for her friend to be so supportive and wanting to do anything possible to try to, like, mitigate this issue that's totally out of their control is, like, great. Like, that's super sweet. Yeah, I mean, like, when it was like, oh, like, the ugly one, like, everyone calls me the ugly one and stuff, like, then it made a little bit more sense when I found out that they're, like, women and, like, obviously, like, they're targets of a lot more of those kind of comments online.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, that's the issue. Like, you can't seek any sort of validation from people online that you don't know. And yeah, of course it's coming from incels. Like, of course.
Yeah.
No, the type of people who leave hateful comments, it's like, who is that kind of person? And it's also the, when they have anonymity, they get to just do this shit. I just think my thought, and this is a little fucked up, but whenever I see a hateful comment, and you know, when you're on YouTube, that's just inevitable, mm-hmm. right? It's crazy how people find ways. I'm always like, if I met this person in real life, I probably wouldn't give a shit about their opinion. If they said it to my face, I'd be like, I don't care what you think.
Yeah.
But because it's anonymous, it's just a thought in your head now.
Well, yeah. and the classic thing is like whenever you see those people that are like commenting on someone's appearance, it's like, okay, let's see you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, cause it's always like an anime profile picture, and it's like,
it's something that's not.
It's always a really sad individual. I mean, truly, they're sad, and they need to just. They're clawing other people down to feel better, to feel any sort of control, which just is going to ultimately make them more miserable.
But you hit the nail on the head with the anonymity thing, because like we're no stranger to nasty comments, and obviously I don't know what it's like to be a just over 18 girl on the internet. That's got to be a nightmare. But like, text on a screen is going to look the same no matter who it is.
Right.
It's and so when you sort of get to read that and espouse a voice to it, you sort of get to imagine who's saying it, and that's where the insecurities come out.
Yep.
Like 99% of comments that are negative, I don't care, but every once in a while there's something that is said that is already something that I'm kind of worried about me, and I start to hear it in my own sort of judgmental way, and that's what gets to you. So I want to give these people kudos for being there for each other, because you know, 10,000 subscribers is nothing to sneeze at, but at the same time, you know, valuing your friendship above that is more important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think this story really comes down to her relationship with herself in a lot of ways, because if you're going to be in any sort of public-facing job, you're going to get this. Like, it's inevitable, especially if you're a woman, unfortunately. It's just the internet is so vicious and misogynistic. But any insults they throw your way, you will, I think, the more you do it, you will learn to discredit it or not take it seriously.
Right.
But also, it's true. It's like, what if they're saying something that you believe yourself? Then it becomes the dilemma of, not a dilemma, but the challenge of going, well, I have to accept and love myself and deal with my own insecurity of something. And if I work through that myself, then their statements no longer affect me.
Yeah.
Because I go, yeah, I know about the thing you're trying to make fun of me for, and I don't care. You know, like, if people are suggesting plastic surgery about something, she's like, you know, I've already mentally gone through this whole process, and I don't want it because I love myself for who I am. You don't affect me now.
And also, like, if Sarah and Tegan, I forget, are going to be like together doing this YouTube thing for a long time, there will always be comparison. And you have to, like, you and I were joking before this, and cut this out if you're not comfortable with me saying it, but like, I get comments all the time where I'm like, hey, I am now the voice of this character in this video game that has nothing to do with Smosh. And then I will get dozens of comments where it's like, is Shane in the video game too? And I'm like, okay, like, that's not that I know of. It's not my choice to cast people, but okay. And like, it doesn't necessarily bother me in relation to you at all, but it's like that comparison is going to be there because people are used to seeing us on screen.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
especially if they're a duo,
these
girls, like, that's just inevitable.
Yeah, you're always going to, like, I feel like it's like human nature to compare.
Yeah.
So it's like if, like, any like comedy duo, any group of any kind, I mean, BTS, everyone has their favorite. Right?
Totally.
Yeah, Jungkook, obviously.
Of course. As we're all.
Probably.
Yeah. But it's a natural thing, but also, like, that's tough.
It's something I can't relate to because women are judged so much harsher.
Yeah.
Harsher on their looks.
Yeah.
And, you know, pretty privilege is a very real thing amongst just any kind of person.
As we three know.
Yeah.
Which is why it's like you can be a perfectly, like, you know, conventionally attractive person and, you know, people online are still going to call you ugly.
And it's huge for her to realize, like, oh, they were calling me ugly because I have a boyfriend and they don't like that.
I believe that, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, 100%.
It is one thing to realize it, but still, like, internalizing that and being truly okay with it, that takes a lot of work. So I commend
No, it's very impressive.
Yeah.
A bunch of comments here. I can definitely say I know what it feels like to be the ugly friend. Being in front of such a huge audience, there's no way of escaping judgment. No amount of time and energy spending to avoid reading comments in fear of others' judgment is worth it. It doesn't matter much coming from a complete stranger, but honestly, if you are confident in yourself, those comments won't matter. And if you can't say at this moment you are confident enough in yourself to realize those people are wrong, you should work towards a goal and become a more confident person. Life is so short and so precious. Don't let people bring you down. You are beautiful in your own way. You don't deserve to put down. You don't deserve to be put down compared to anybody. You are yourself, and as long as you are true to yourself and work for what you want, you'll be happy, and no amount of negativity can bring you down. Much love.
I hear that. I don't fully agree with that, though. Like, I think, like, confidence and believing in yourself gets you most of the way, but comments will still fuck you up.
Oh, they'll always fuck you up a little bit.
You know, like, you can have all the confidence in the world, and that's still not gonna, like, if you put yourself out there on the internet, like, you still have to be prepared to be hurt by some of the things you read.
Yeah. It's always a little inevitable, but as I said, if you have accepted yourself and accepted the things you're insecure about, and I think be realistic about it. Something that I think, an opinion I have is, you know, people often do that thing where they're like, no, you're beautiful. You're actually so hot. Yeah. It's like, it's okay to say, like, you know, truly, like, oh, I'm not, like, conventionally attractive. And I'm okay with that. Like, that's, I think then people can't hurt you. Because to me, that's body positivity of going, I don't need to be conventionally attractive to be a happy person who deserves all the same things as anyone else, who can live my life, and people will find you attractive. Like, that doesn't mean you're not attractive. It's just like, oh, this standard or whatever. Mm-hmm. No, like, yeah. I felt that, you know, when I fully finally accepted, like, oh, I'm a shorter guy. And that's just the fact of it. And cool.
No, Shane, you're tall. You're so tall, Shane.
Big boy.
That's, you know, I remember when it first, like, when I was younger, and I would sometimes be like, yeah, I guess I'm, like, kind of shorter or something. People would be like, no, I think you're, like, you're not, like, short. But I'm just like, it's okay. Like, it's fully fine. And I think there's a lot of power in accepting that.
Yeah.
And still being like, oh, you're still worthy. And I know that's hard. And like I said, I know women face a level of judgment that I will never understand. But I still think the principle is there. But it's also true. The comments are always going to be there. And they're going to change throughout time, too.
Yeah, sure.
They're always going to find a new thing. Another comment, if random anonymous people, one, care about how you look, and two, are compelled to message you about it / comment meanly on it, I guarantee 9 times out of 10, it's people insecure about either their own looks or people who are insecure generally. People care most deeply about the issues closest to home for them. And if looking good enough and being good enough is an insecurity in their minds, what better way for an immature person to get it out of their system than to comment anonymously on a YouTube video? These comments say everything about the people making them and nothing about you. I hope you and your friend can sort this out. I think that's 100% true. Lastly, someone said, I'm an identical twin. We work together publicly and have for most of our lives. One of us is always referred to as the hot one. Which one has changes depending on a variety yet unpredictable factors? A few years ago, it became a problem because one of us had occupied the pretty spot publicly for too long, and we were concerned if we didn't take steps to flip that role, it would be solidified. I'm telling you this to say that the public must create a dichotomy of pretty / ugly with two women. There is nothing you can do. The only thing you can do is to mitigate what you expose yourself to. It's painful and awful, but know it has less to do with you and more to do with this division that essentially is designed to punish women from speaking publicly.
That's huge.
Our next story is from Am I the Asshole?
Yes.
Ooh.
Am I the asshole for making the Age of Empires 2 New Villager sound when my wife gave birth to our first child?
Is that what it is?
That was the Olulu.
Well, it's different. It's different depending what you're, empire you're
talking about. The priest. That's the Olulu.
I knew that sound because of you. Before I'd ever played the game, you did that, and I was like, "That's going to be an earworm. What's that from?" So.
Oh yeah. So you're talking about when one comes out
of
the
town. Yeah, when you build a worker, I think it's.
Dude.
Isn't that just Lamaze breathing? Isn't that what she's supposed to be doing?
Very close. Yeah.
I want to play Age of Empires 2 now.
So wait, when she gave birth, when she produced her unit, he made the noise.
And then he's like, all right, there's some ore over there. Can you go mine it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we need some more wood. We need to chop
get him on
the
wood right away.
Yeah.
Just digging into the epidural.
Yeah. And then, it's like, hey, can you get us some food? And he's like, for sure. Cheesesteak, Jimmy's.
Yeah.
I'll try to keep this as brief as possible. Just over a week ago, my wife gave birth to our first child. I got called about it during work and rushed to the hospital to be with her during labor. It was obviously a very stressful time as it took more than 15 hours from start to end. But finally, our little one was born and was healthy. I was in the room for nearly the entire time, other than briefly heading out for food, toilet, etc., holding her hand and being the punching bag as she swore during the worst of it. As it was getting towards the end, just as the head was coming out, and it all happened very quickly from then, more medical staff came into the room, and I am someone who gets nervous around lots of people. I think because of that nervousness, I was talking a lot more, introducing myself to the new people coming in, making jokes, saying I hope it's not a bad omen that the weather is so bad because a thunderstorm had started outside that we could hear. And then when our baby finally came out fully, at that second, I made the Age of Empires 2 new villager sound. Shh. As a joke, but I think only my wife understood the reference, as the doctor and nurses gave no reaction. The look she gave me could have sunk 1,000 ships. She looked so, so angry before seeing our little one and finally smiling, but didn't look at me for about half an hour.
What?
Even then, she was really annoyed for the rest of the day. Anyway, I thought it was a joke that went down badly in a moment of high anxiety, but my wife has twice in the past week told me that I ruined a moment that she hoped would be one of the best moments of her life. I've apologized both times, but she has this look I've never seen before, something beyond disappointment. It's really put a downer on the past 9 days of what I thought would be our happiest time together, after what was obviously a very stressful time, for her mostly, of course. Am I the asshole?
I love that she clocked it. Like, just like in all this, like, you know, chaos of 15 hours, and this one moment, he goes, that one single thing she clocked. I think it's incredible.
Well, that's a good point. Like, what does this game mean to them? Is he constantly playing it instead of doing stuff around the house? Or did they play it together and now she can't because she was in labor and she's bummed?
Yeah.
Like, how does she clock it?
The verdict on this was asshole. Which I think it's fair. I'm not saying like this is the worst guy ever, but it's like, hey, yeah.
I think honestly, what was worse was him saying, "Is this a bad omen?" That they're like, why the fuck would you say that during labor?
I will say all of his post makes it sound like he was the hardest part of her labor.
Yeah,
like yeah, actually. And he's just there cracking jokes the whole time, like.
Good luck, because the kid might, that's half of him.
I know. You're going
to give it, saddle up.
The comments, I think, definitely sum it up pretty well. Someone said, wow, your whole post is just all about you, and I'm going to guess you are the main character in every story. Apparently, your wife loves you enough to have a child with you, but maybe it's time to grow up and become a little more self-aware. This was not the time to try to grab the spotlight. You're the asshole. Someone else said, you're the asshole. You need to know when to be serious. Don't be the Homer Simpson dad that your wife has to put up with. Shape up and be a solid support system when your wife needs it. Excessive, inappropriate silliness is a sign of immaturity. You felt anxious, so you did something stupid that hurt your wife while trying to soothe yourself. Lastly, someone said, you're the asshole. Yeah, not intentionally, of course, but your wife was physically and emotionally drained and hoping for a beautiful, poignant moment, not the time to make a joke.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. I'm somebody that, like, I can vocal stim and I can, like, be a little bit... I either, like, shut down or become more verbose when I'm super anxious. It's just kind of how I'm wired. But yeah. There does come a point where, like, of course there are some people out there that just truly can't control it. But for the most part, you've got to be careful about stuff like that and know the time. I can maybe see a world where, like, he was doing that throughout the labor because he's nervous. You don't know if the baby's going to be okay and be healthy. But then when that moment happens, that's when it's like, hey, let's lock in and have this sigh of relief together. Well, a different sigh. and, like, yeah, that's... I think the only way he can apologize at this point is instead of saying, like, I'm sorry, have a moment like that comment suggested of just, like, hey, I'm sorry because I realized this was stupid and indicative of something. You know, right. We'll try again with the next five.
I agree with the asshole verdict largely because of this post. Because he went to Reddit and the way he wrote this post, I'm like, you're still just thinking about yourself a little bit. Like,
it's just like it's the behavior, like, overall. Like, it's not the...
Yeah.
It's not the... Because if he just did that, but was, like, a supportive person...
And I wonder if it's a lead-up to this. Like, she's just, like... Now, there's a lot of times when it's Am I the Asshole posts, it's people doing like absolutely ludicrous things where it's like, you need to break up or divorce. Yeah. This is one where I'm like, yeah, if I was his friend, I'd be like, hey, man, you just need to cool it a little bit. You were the asshole in this situation, but you're not a bad person.
Yeah.
You just need to,
learn from this. I think he thinks it's the villager noise, and I don't think that's why she's upset. He's like, oh, it's because I made this noise, and she hasn't talked to me since. And it's like, no, it sounds like it's your behavior through the 15 hours of labor where you were cracking jokes and saying shit was a bad omen. And introducing yourself to, you know, it doesn't seem like he was really.
I mean, he, you know, even him being like, yeah, it was the punching bag as she swore during the worst of it. And it's just like,
maybe she was saying, fucking stop.
Yeah. I think I agree with the comments a lot of just like, hey, man, sometimes you just need to like be a little serious.
One of my favorite things when you're talking to someone in a tough situation is just asking like, hey, do you know how you'd like to be supported right now? Would you like some distraction? Do you want to vent or do you want some solutions? And sometimes if someone's done the work, they're like, oh, damn, I'd really like some solutions. Help me work this out. Like, great. So just, he sounds like he's like, I'll distract her. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I agree that I think he was largely thinking about himself. I think he could listen more to his partner. Next story. Today's Reddit Stories is brought to you by DoorDash. Guys, the scariest part of summer isn't the sunburn. It's the spending. There are the last-minute road trips, pricey snack hauls, and endless sunscreen restocks, you name it. And after all of that, your wallet will definitely be feeling the heat. Cool it down with DoorDash and save big on your seasonal must-haves during Summer of Dash Pass. Summer of Dash Pass is back from June 26th through July 30th, and it's packed with deals on everything you're already ordering. Local eats, groceries, stuff from your favorite stores, and more. Keep on saving with $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible orders. DoorDash helps me order last-minute ingredients when I'm making food for summer, barbecues, etc. It's awesome. Order on DoorDash and save big during Summer of Dash Pass. Sign up today. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Check daily for massive summer savings on restaurants, groceries, and brands from June 26th through July 30th. Sign up for Dash Pass now if you aren't already a member and enjoy a summer full of savings. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Back to the show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Am I the asshole for leaving my boyfriend because he bought his female best friend lingerie as a joke?
Whoa. Ooh. I'm sure it was a perfectly innocent purchase. Let's hear him out.
I have read this post before and it is wild. Okay.
Got a pose for this one.
My boyfriend, who's 28, and I, a 24-year-old woman, have... Today's Reddit Stories is brought to you by DoorDash. Guys, the scariest part of summer isn't the sunburn. It's the spending. There are the last-minute road trips, pricey snack hauls, and endless sunscreen restocks, you name it. And after all of that, your wallet will definitely be feeling the heat. Cool it down with DoorDash and save big on your seasonal must-haves during Summer of Dash Pass. Summer of Dash Pass is back from June 26th through July 30th, and it's packed with deals on everything you're already ordering. Local eats, groceries, stuff from your favorite stores, and more. Keep on saving with $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible orders. DoorDash helps me order last-minute ingredients when I'm making food for summer, barbecues, etc. It's awesome. Order on DoorDash and save big during Summer of Dash Pass. Sign up today. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Check daily for massive summer savings on restaurants, groceries, and brands from June 26th through July 30th. Sign up for Dash Pass now if you aren't already a member and enjoy a summer full of savings. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Back to the show.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
I've been together for a year and a half. I love him a lot, and he has been pretty amazing to me. He is also the sort of person who has lots of friends, and his close friends are pretty much family. He also loves to joke and play these harmless pranks on his friends, which sometimes makes me feel weird. Just for context, he has two female friends and three male friends. This is about my boyfriend and one of his friends, Claire, a 28-year-old woman. Claire is a nice woman, and we are friendly. My boyfriend also has never ignored me in favor of his friends or talked over me in front of them, which is why I don't understand if I'm in the right. They, my boyfriend's friends, had a recently escalated prank fight. I had made it clear to my boyfriend that I am not good at jokes and am rather stiff, and he said he would keep me out of it. Claire, my boyfriend, and another friend, Kyle, 27-year-old man, had a huge throwing water balloons fight in Kyle's backyard. Then my boyfriend got pranked with dye in his body wash. Then Kyle got pranked by Claire, something about whipping cream and oven mitts. But the issue was when my boyfriend bought a red lacy lingerie set and he planned to put it in Claire's room the next time he went over. I said it was a tacky prank and why would he buy lingerie? None of the previous pranks have been of this kind and it makes me really uncomfortable. I also felt like if I was Claire, I would feel gross about it. But my boyfriend got mad and defensive and told me Claire is cool like that and she would think it's funny. I admit, I get a bit weirded out when he calls Claire extremely beautiful and jokes about how she has always been way out of his league. But I thought it was nothing and they were like family, so I guess it was their thing. However, the lingerie prank had me put my foot down and I said that he was wrong to give another woman lingerie, no matter who, when he had a girlfriend. We fought and I said I wanted to break up, which he didn't want to and said that I was just overreacting. He said that I was too conservative and needed to open my mind when he had never given me a reason to be insecure. Claire called me and said that she and my boyfriend have been friends for a long time and inside jokes are just that and I'll learn with more age. I still feel weird about this. My best friend is supportive of me no matter what I do, but I've started to feel like I'm blowing this out of proportion. My boyfriend says that the fact that he told me and didn't hide it from me shows that I'm the problem. I have started to feel like I've blown this out of proportion and maybe it's my fault I can't take a joke. I really feel awful about this whole thing. Am I the asshole? Edit. The people asking what the prank is with the lingerie, apparently it's an inside joke about how during their college days, she had some problems with the color red, and the lingerie would have just given her a shock of some kind, I guess. I told my boyfriend it was cruel, but he said it wasn't a trauma thing, just an inside joke. Claire also said over the phone that the lingerie thing was just an inside joke of their college days.
Huh.
Nah. Okay.
This is some weird shit,
it's,
man.
Yeah.
It's like, I know this word's used a lot, but like, the sort like it's almost like this whole like everyone is like it's almost like everyone's like gaslighting her.
I think that's
like,
a fair use of the word.
Like it's yeah. Like everyone's like, no, you're overreacting. I, you know, like there was a moment at the very beginning of this story where I was like, okay, maybe it's like a prank. But the more I heard, the more I was like, I mean, the thing that tipped it over for me was like she told him not to do it.
Yep.
She said, this makes me uncomfortable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Please don't do this.
And he did it.
And he said, you're overreacting, dummy.
It actually doesn't make you uncomfortable.
Yeah. And did it anyway. And it's like, okay, at that point, like, you know what?
All the pranks leading up to it are pranks, right? It's like, oh, water balloon fight, or I put dye in your whatever. I put whipped cream in your oven mitts. Yeah. And then it's just all of a sudden, it's like this thing where it's like, what would it be a funny prank if I... What if I bought her lingerie and then I was like, oh my God, what if we had sex?
Yeah. What if I like scattered roses in a trail to her bed?
Wouldn't that
like,
be so, oh, I prank her so hard. She'd be so freaked out.
A candle near her bath.
Oh my God. What if we went on vacation for a month and, yeah. you know, what if we had an open relationship as a prank?
Please. what is the age of the people involved here? Because you said Claire was 28.
OP is 24. Everybody else is 28.
Okay, so this is...
And the friend Claire told her, like, oh, you'll learn to, like, be cool with this stuff with age.
That's
and I'm like, this is condescending. That makes the gaslighting feel weird. I don't think I read the... I can't remember the update. But I remember my initial feelings when I read this story was, like, I was like, oh, they're cheating and they're both just gaslighting her together.
Yeah, it's... Even if it's not... Like, let's say it's entirely innocent. I don't think it is, but let's say it is. If your partner is saying, I am uncomfortable with this,
yes.
you have to at least address it in good faith and not just say, oh, you're overreacting. Like, yeah. that's not okay. So at the very least, when she's like, am I the asshole for breaking up? No, that's grounds for, like, that in 100%.
General. 100%.
And I also think, like, had they been the same age, sort of on, like, the same status in the same friend group, like, it's not even like a, it makes me uncomfortable. It's like a, oh, you bought what for your friend? Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you rethink that one and maybe return it.
The fact that he didn't even second guess this at all, I'm like, he doesn't have any respect
for
you.
And she like set her boundaries. Like, I feel like she made it very clear and he just did it anyway, which is super disrespectful.
He's only talking about how Claire won't, this is nothing to Claire, like it's not gonna offend Claire, but it clearly offends her and he didn't think about that at all.
And I'm curious too. She said like, oh, you know, there's no reason to be insecure leading up to this. But she clocked that like he had said that Claire was out of his league at some point. In what context does that come up?
I know. I'm like, that's weird.
That's a weird
That's
thing,
really weird.
I mean, I think generally like
there's a possibility of a conversation.
Yeah,
I guess.
I'm sure that the OP at some point in some moment of insecurity asked him like if he thought that whatever her name was.
Claire.
Was like, Claire was hot. And he, you know, just being honest, you know, said that she was, like, beautiful and, like...
It's so disrespectful, though, to be like, she's out of my league. But yeah. you're not.
Because, yeah, 100%. And also, that's, like, comparison of, like, oh, her in relation to me? No, that could never work because she's too attractive for me. It's like, all right, well, what if she wasn't too attractive for you? Oh, yeah, well, then 100%, let's go. Yeah, green exactly. light.
No, these events all together, you run.
Run.
Verdict, not the asshole. Comments, not the asshole. You aren't blowing this out of proportion. How is buying lingerie and putting it in someone's room a prank? You'll learn with age. There's a 4-year age difference between you and Claire. Does she think in 4 years you'll somehow think buying lingerie is acceptable and somehow can be considered a prank? Girl, I'm in my 40s, and I can tell you right now, that would never be an acceptable inside joke or prank. And you and your boyfriend telling you you're the problem because he didn't hide it from you is just plain trying to manipulate / gaslight you. You don't need him to agree to dump his ass. You deserve better. Drop him and fuck Claire too. Not literally.
That'll teach him. The guy can be with Claire now. What?
We finally, like, sometimes we read stories, like, I think gaslighting gets used in a lot of incorrect contexts. I think this is an actual case of it. Because, like, they're doing something weird and they're all collectively like,
you're crazy.
No, this is normal. Yeah. And you're crazy. It's,
I think, like, a separate thing is, like, what I've noticed with, like, because y'all did a Reddit stories on pranks, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
that was my last one, yeah.
Okay, nice. Yeah. So I think, like, another thing we need to talk about is why are people so fucking bad at pranks?
Yup.
Like, our argument was, like, it's like, do pranks even exist? Like, nobody...
I don't think they do.
Well, I think the dye and the body wash, I think...
That's funny.
Pretty good prank.
And whipped cream and oven mitts, like, that's...
Sure.
A prank, to me, I'm like, it's only funny if it's funny to the person you're pranking and also doesn't offend anyone else. Like, yeah.
But I think, like, I like to believe that everyone has like a sense of humor, but there's some people that I think, like this guy, if it's truly a prank, like it's like, oh, you're like legitimately not funny because you don't understand like what a prank is. Like if this is your idea of a prank, then you just don't know comedy?
Yeah. Like, I think this was an excuse for him to throw out a line and see, like...
Yeah, I think so.
Another comment here. My ex-fiance was gifted lingerie on Friendship Day by her male best friend. I was extremely uncomfortable. We later broke up due to the fact it turns out he escalated it to sex at some point afterwards. As a man, no man buys a woman underwear unless he wants to see her in it. You don't buy sexy lingerie as a joke gift. The prank war is just an excuse that gives him deniability because he is a coward. Yep. Sounds to me like you struck too close to the truth for his comfort, and he is shocked his perfect deniability plan didn't work. Lastly, someone said, if he's telling you that this girl is out of his league, you're out of his league. Move on.
Yeah, and I'll say this too, like, a large portion of my friends are either women or genderqueer or just, like, people that I could theoretically be dating.
Sure.
But I don't see them that way. And similarly, if I have a partner, they need to be having that same kind of freedom too with who their friends could be.
Right.
But I have been in a situation before where, like, someone's guy friend turned out to be way more and I didn't find out till, like, way down the line.
Sure.
But the point is, if you are uncomfortable with that situation, it doesn't really matter whether something is happening or not. A boundary is being crossed in your relationship. Therefore, you need to be able to address it respectfully and right. maturely with each other, or this ain't a match.
Yeah.
Because either you are, you know, not comfortable with them having a friend like that, or there is something going on.
Right.
But it's the same result.
Yeah.
Update.
Let's go.
My inbox got flooded with DMs and I had to turn off Reddit notifications. When I posted this, I was ready to be called immature and ridiculous and get a couple of comments, but it seemed like the post blew up and the comments were kind of eye-opening. To be honest, before all this fiasco, my boyfriend has always been nice to me. Came with me to my grad school functions, even though he found them very boring, but would do it so that I could network. He builds stuff like furniture and helps out with handiwork all the time. He is also very funny, and at the very beginning, I thought all his jokes were funny, and I sometimes wondered why he wanted to be with me. Plus, I was always busy with school and job interviews. His mom and I had even gotten close, and she has been saying how happy she was that we were together. I had always ignored his and Claire's weird dynamic because I told myself I was being insecure. I have male friends, too, and I thought that just because we weren't like that doesn't mean my boyfriend and Claire can't be close. Claire has also never been outright mean to me. She was just aloof, and I thought it was because I was new to the group. To the actual update, my boyfriend and I broke up. I'm sorry, guys, but even after seeing so many replies on how he was cheating, I refused to believe it. I'm still in love with this guy, and he called me like a half day later, like a half a day after I wrote this post and asked to meet. I met him, and he said that he understood where I was coming from, but I was always too uptight to understand that friendship is friendship. He and Claire had known each other for years before I came into the picture, and I cannot expect him to just ruin their dynamic. I asked him what sort of dynamic was red lingerie. Why couldn't it be literally any other type of clothing? He told me he had it with my insecurities, and that he and Claire talked, and apparently I was making them sound like cheaters and homewreckers, and that he thought it was better I find someone like me who thought the idea of a fun night was junk food and a movie indoors. That hurt a lot. He had always known I had insecurities about being called boring. He always complimented me on how his weaknesses were my strengths. Now he says things like this to me. Also, before this lingerie fiasco, I had never said a word about his and Claire's friendship. I always supported his pranks and practical jokes, no matter my opinions on them, because I thought it was his business, what he did with his hobbies. And he leaves without even putting up a fight because his girlfriend didn't want him giving lingerie to the woman he constantly refers to as his sexy bestie.
The brakes?
Claire didn't call or text after the breakup either, but Kyle did and said that he was sad that we broke up and he hoped I would be okay in the future. I asked him if my boyfriend ever cheated on me. He said that my boyfriend had only been a one-woman man when he was dating me, but he could understand that some women can't handle female best friends, especially if they look like Claire. I told him to fuck off and blocked him. It felt like he only wanted to gloat and hurt me because my boyfriend left. I feel like I never knew these people. Claire and Kyle were always at least decent to me, if not nice. Did it make me a free target now that my boyfriend has been telling his friends I'm an insecure child? I don't know what to do now. I have been told repeatedly by both my friends and sister that I dodged a bullet, but I have been breaking down like a kid again and again. I'm even thinking of going to therapy after feeling the most insecure I've felt my whole life. Thank you all those who were supportive. Feels like my now ex-boyfriend just did the work for me.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't, maybe they weren't cheating, but it does seem like it's a dynamic where he's absolutely in love with Claire and Claire loves that power dynamic. And it doesn't even matter because they are all so disrespectful towards her.
I think like they sound like a horrible match, mm-hmm. where she like, and I'm not putting this blame on her, but like she does sound like there are some serious insecurities.
Oh yeah.
And he is the absolute worst person for that.
Well, he probably found her and like clocked her.
And I don't know, like, how long were they together for? Like
year and a half.
Year and a half.
Oh, that's
okay,
it?
So she was like 22, 23 when they met.
Yeah. And I think he clocked like, oh, you're super insecure and I can manipulate. And he may not even been consciously thinking that.
Right.
But he just
Because
felt
also
that.
The things that she listed that was like, he's so great for me. She was like, he comes to my grad functions and he makes furniture. And it's like, is that really like,
no, the bar
is that really where the bar is?
I mean, the amount of times it's been like, oh, I got you flowers. And it's like, no person has ever gotten me flowers before. I'm like, oh, you mean they only did for your birthday or anniversaries? It's like, nope, never had flowers. And I'm just like, holy shit.
Yeah, the bar is, he's not awful to me.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters whether he's cheating or not. He is super disrespectful to her.
I believe that they weren't cheating.
Yeah, there could be a world where, like, that is how their friendship is. Great. But it's going to take a special kind of partner to be like, oh, yeah, I'm like that with my dude friend. How does he feel about that? But still, like,
he would have a problem with
it. It's a very specific relationship they have.
Yeah. Well, and I would even, and obviously we don't have this information, but, like, I would very much believe that, you know, Claire does see him as just a friend, and I think he's just waiting for the moment to try to get with her.
Totally. Yeah. That's what I believe. Ugh.
Sexy bestie? Who the fuck says that?
I know. She keeps revealing new information where it's like...
They were giving each other CPR back and forth when I walked in on him in his room.
I do hope she goes to therapy. You know, her phrasing of like, I'm even thinking of going to therapy. It's like, you should go to therapy. Like, for sure.
Everybody should.
Yeah, I think that's, I think she could afford it. Yeah, definitely.
Am I the asshole for laughing at my boyfriend's voice? Hey, guys.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years. It's a 23-year-old woman and a 26-year-old man. After we met online, we were long distance, but he only texted me, and at one point I told him I couldn't continue without a video call to ensure he is who he says. He said he was insecure about his voice on the phone, kept putting it off until I gave him an ultimatum. We had our video call, I told him I loved his voice, and we haven't had a problem with calling since. His voice was raspy, like strained vocal cords, so I figured that was why he was self-conscious. When I met him, it was the same thing. Deep but raspy and hoarse. It was kind of sexy to me, and I made sure he knew so he didn't feel insecure. After we met, we saw each other every other weekend, alternating drives, until we got a place together in my town 6 months ago. He's met my family and friends, but I've only met one of his friends because he was his roommate. He says his other friends aren't really close, and he has a strained relationship with his family. His mom has been calling him since he moved, but he always ignores them. I don't want to go into detail why he didn't want to talk to her, but I eventually talked him into giving it a try. Earlier this week, he actually took the phone outside and called her back, but asked me for some privacy. They talked for almost 3 hours. When he finally came in, he looked happy. I asked him how it went, and immediately he answered, really well, but I swear he sounded like a Muppet character. It was not my boyfriend's voice by a long shot. He went from a deep, raspy voice to Mickey Mouse. I sincerely thought he was joking, so I laughed. He started a coughing fit, but I thought he was laughing too. Nope. He asked what I was laughing at, and I told him whatever that impression was, legitimately thinking he was making some weird joke. The absolute difference in voices made it sound like it was out of a cartoon. He got pissed at me, went back to his regular gravelly voice, I guess, and told me his voice cracked from talking too much. Well, today when he was ignoring his mom's phone calls again, and when I asked why, he got quiet. After trying to figure out what was wrong with him, he finally opened up that he's been faking his voice our entire relationship to the point he believed it. And when he talked to his mom, his natural voice just came out and I embarrassed him. I don't know what to think. I feel like an asshole for laughing at him, but it's not my fault that he lied about his voice and then randomly went from The Witcher to Sesame Street. Edit. I've been up all night talking with him about this. He keeps going in and out of voices. He admitted to me that all the problems he said about his mom were exaggerated so I wouldn't meet her.
Yeah.
Because she'd know it's not his voice and call him out on it.
Bro, so is he just a castrato? Is that his deal?
A castrat.
Like Vienna Boys Choir.
Yeah.
Like, oh. Or, I, dude, look, you can't control your voice, and I can't imagine, you know, something so inherently tied to how people perceive you, you know, being something you're that uncomfortable with. I'm sure that's really difficult, so I can feel for him there. But he lied for their entire relationship.
That's like, the problem. That's the red
flag. So much there. Like, yeah, sorry your voice is odd, but no. Like,
he's just doing like a corpse husband. Like,
it's nice to meet you.
Yeah. Henry Cavill.
Snake.
Yeah. You're looking pretty good.
I'm going to go talk to my mommy.
You know what I think to a certain degree, this is relatable for every person. When you go on a first date, or at least, I guess I can't say that for other people, but for me, yeah, this was something I clocked when I was younger, that when I was going on first dates, I wasn't putting on a voice, but I was definitely putting on, like, I was like, oh, I'm trying to act way cooler, mm-hmm, I am trying to change myself, and I'm like, fuck, at a certain point, I gotta let this go, this is, yep, exhausting, mm-hmm, and I'm like, oh, it's so much better to just be your authentic self and know this person's into that, yeah, so you can relax. Because you then end up in a situation like this.
Yeah, I can imagine, like, obviously this is a voice that he's lived with his entire life and has probably been bullied a lot in his younger age. And so it's probably been, like, hammered into him, like, you will not be accepted with your voice. And so for him to, like, build this relationship with somebody through text and be like, but once she finds out my voice, I'm going to be rejected. Like, I feel really bad for him. I also really want to hear his voice.
I know. She's like, how long have you been lying to me? And he's like, 6 months.
Yeah, when she says Sesame Street, that's what she's the count? That's wild.
I can't wait to eat your meal.
I know. It's like, which Muppet?
But also, like, there's like, I think it's like, it's also like you could look at it as like a superpower. Like there's people that have very unique voices and that really sets them apart, and it's interesting. Like,
yeah.
I think in high school, yeah, it fucking sucks.
Sure.
But like, at 20, once you're 26, like, yeah. I don't know. I
lean into it.
I have never I have never met someone where or been interested in someone where their voice was ever like a thing that like sent me one way or another on my attraction.
Yeah.
But that's me personally, and it sounds like she probably wouldn't have cared either.
It doesn't matter what you're insecure about, but if that's that big for you that you're going to hide things, like, you kind of have to lead with that front and center. You kind of have to be like, hey, here's my voice, can't change it. Like, I think it's silly, don't you? Ha ha ha, do you still like me? And if that person doesn't like you, that sucks, but also, it already wasn't going to work out.
Yeah, you can't fake it forever, as is clear to see.
No, and it's affecting things like, oh yeah, you can't meet my mom or my friends, yeah, because I don't want you to hear the voice. Like,
right,
that's, you're not ready for a relationship. Yeah. That's for damn sure.
Verdict was not the asshole. Comments, not the asshole. Lying about his voice is one thing, but making up more lies so that you don't meet his mom to cover up the original lie is a super red flag. I can't believe he threw her under the bus like that, LOL. He only confessed because he got caught, even though you didn't realize. If he can lie so well that you got fooled for 2 years, what else is he lying about? Someone else said, not the asshole, this is wild. While what he did was absurd, I feel bad for the guy. He walked himself into the worst confirming evidence he could have asked for. He told you he was self-conscious, which made you extra complimentary about how much you liked his fake voice, and then revealed his true voice accidentally after 2 years in a way that made you laugh. He couldn't have set this up better to make himself more self-conscious about his voice if he tried. What a boondoggle.
Yeah, because I can imagine, I guess I didn't clock that it was 2 years.
That's wild.
Which, like, wow.
It's fucking nuts.
What a stretch to keep up a bit. But I think, like I don't want to be like, oh, she should, like, break up with him or anything. Like, I feel bad for the guy. Like,
yeah,
to keep a lie going that long is messed up.
That's
a
lie rough.
Partner is messed
That's
up. Like
that.
But I can imagine, like,
dedication.
In his head, he was probably like, okay, if I do it just a little bit longer, then she'll love me enough to accept my voice. If I do it just a little bit longer, just a little bit longer.
There's no malice to it, but it is manipulative. You're lying.
Like, it is,
it's,
yeah.
Like,
The lies about the family and stuff is crazy. For 2 years, yeah, you like didn't meet his family.
But that's just like pure shame. Mm-hmm.
I know, but damn, like that level of insecurity is a problem. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And he sounds like Mickey Mouse, according to her. And Mickey Mouse is hot.
Yeah, he's had a girlfriend for forever.
Yeah.
And he also closed the door to darkness in Kingdom Hearts.
That's true.
And I will say that is the one voice I wasn't doing when we were joking about Sesame Street. So good on us for doing Cookie Monster and the Count. None of us did a Mickey voice.
I will say I did call his voice from the very beginning. Because that video that I'm talking about, the guy had a voice like this.
Oh, yeah.
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 You know what you can do? There's the thing that's, it's not helium. I think it's like tetrahydrogen hexoxane or something like that.
Yeah, it makes your voice all deep.
Yeah, where you're like, hey. You sound like you're in a silhouette being interviewed where you're like, I remember Ian came into the room and said, you're the king of Smosh now. And that took me by surprise.
Do you think when she laughed, like he accidentally let the voice out and she laughs and he just goes, Wahappa?
I'm obsessed with you. Fuck, we did it.
It's the best quote. Lastly, someone said, not the asshole because it wasn't your fault, and how could you know? But I also feel for the guy. If he has this much trouble and insecurity, and you, someone who loves him, laughs upon hearing his voice, I can't imagine what growing up like that must have been for him. If you're going to be with him, encourage him to use his own voice with you and make it clear that you want him to be himself.
Yeah.
I agree. I also think if I was in her situation, I wouldn't be able to get past this. I wouldn't be able to get past the lies. Like I said, I'm not someone who cares about voices, but if someone lied for 2 years to this extent, I'd be like, I can't. This is crazy. We're restarting in a way.
Yeah, you need to have that from the beginning. It's like any way you present yourself.
You gotta own those things.
Yeah.
You gotta own it, man. Like, you gotta, it goes back to what we were saying earlier. Like, yeah, like, you have a silly voice. Cool. Like, own it. If you own it and you're proud of it, people can't make fun of you anymore for it.
Yeah.
Like, it now becomes an interesting, memorable thing about you.
And, you know, then you'll find somebody that actually likes you for being your authentic self rather than
totally.
A lie that you're having to
absolutely. And such a freeing experience.
God dang, dude. Like, be a voice actor. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Who else can keep up a voice that long?
Because I think of, like, Oni plays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, he leans into it. Because he's starting from a place of something that is so unique, he can get to places that other people can't mimic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super cool.
And you recognize his voice in anything, like Smiling Friends
exactly.
and all that stuff. So it's like, there's a superpower to having something unique and that voice that this person
you
has.
You see it with, you do see it. I think it's a cool thing you see with influencers is that you'll see an influencer who like has a unique feature or aspect of themselves that they could be made fun of, but instead they clocked it and accepted it and owned it, and now they profit off of it. Like, they find a way to make it actually their special thing that people learn to love them for. So, but being insecure about something makes it bad. Like, I don't know. It's a weird thing. All right. Our next story. So this is a 21-year-old man writing this about his 23-year-old girl that he's dating. Girl I'm seeing clogged my toilet and is now ghosting me.
Pooper's gonna poop.
Awesome.
Pooper's gonna poop. This comes from Dating Advice. I met this girl about 3 weeks ago and things really kicked off. We've hung out more than I can count, probably about 2 to 4 days each week, and been intimate 3 times. Friday night, she was over, and while watching a movie, she went to use my restroom. I noticed she was in there for unusually long, and at a point, I started hearing what sounded like sobbing. I knocked on the door, and she frantically ran to lock it and said I couldn't come in while certainly crying. I asked what was wrong, and after repeating the question a few times and even trying to leave her alone, thinking she was having some sort of female emergency, she opened the door, ran to my bedroom, grabbed all of her things, and ran out of my door. I soon found out she took a shit and the toilet must have clogged. My toilet clogs very easily, so there was a plunger, which she had tried to no avail. She must have tried to flush way too many times as the water had completely overflowed, leaving several chunks of shit all over the floor with disintegrating toilet paper. She also seemingly tried to clean it up desperately, using both of my bath towels and 2 bathroom mats, which were now soiled in poop water. It took me maybe 2 minutes to unclog the toilet and another 40 or so to clean the bathroom and some time to get the smell out. I initially didn't text her for like 2 days because I was pretty upset about the way she reacted. But she's really sweet, very attractive in my opinion, and I genuinely enjoyed the time we spent, so I reached out to her Monday morning asking if she wanted to meet to talk things over. It's been almost 2 days and she hasn't replied, and prior she rarely even took more than 2 to 4 hours to reply, so I'm fairly certain she doesn't want to see me again, either because of the way I reacted or out of embarrassment. I really, really do like this girl, so if there's a chance of saving this, I'm all for it, but at the same time, I'm not going to beg for her to talk it out. Is there anything more I can do slash say, or do I cut my losses?
Bro, she used the bath towels?
Yeah.
I feel like this is just what she does. Like, you just date someone for 2 weeks just to save up, and then you go, and then...
Yeah. I feel so bad for her, but also, she did, like, everything wrong. Like...
No,
like
it's at a certain point you have to accept defeat and you have to go, I can't fix this.
Yeah, and then like I don't know, like work it, like try to, I mean, you already did it, right? So like there's no going back. So you might as well be like, fuck, I'm so sorry, like this thing happened, like rather than like running out of the place and never talking to the person again. Like
her first mistake, because I haven't had a toilet clog in a long time, but when you...
Must be nice, Shane.
You know what? They might have needed a poop knife.
They needed a poop knife.
No, but when a toilet's clogged and you flush it and the water rises, you got to stop then.
Yes.
But she kept going.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Well, and he said he unclogged it in 2 minutes, so does she not know how to use a plunger?
He said she tried to no avail. I'm assuming that this toilet clogs in specific ways that he knows how to fix.
Yeah.
And she didn't
He's
ask
the
for
poop
his help.
Whisperer.
Yeah, it's like only you can blow into the Super Nintendo cartridge and get it to work.
Exactly.
I'm dating myself here, but like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you wouldn't get this, but I'm good at unclogging my toilet.
Yeah. What's your strat?
Use the plunger once, and that's it.
Okay. Well, and also, like, the common thing is, I don't know, this is unrelated, but people use the wrong kind of plunger in toilets a lot.
They sure do.
You need the one that's got the, like...
You need the one that has a little thing like that, because people are used to the ones that are just the
flat, that's for sinks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. You got to use the ridge one that's like...
The one that goes like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, look, it's just, I don't know, man, that sucks. But again, we're all human. Like, no one's gonna be happy about this. And yeah, he might get a little bit grossed out, but at a certain point, like, it's always just best to laugh at it and be like, hey, I'm sorry, I super clogged the toilet. Can you hand me any accoutrements that can help me do this? I don't want you to see it.
Exactly, like, exactly. Comments, she was definitely mortified and you not messaging for 2 days made it worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
She definitely wants to forget about it, so she's just moving on. Someone else said, I would wait for her to reach out, but as a woman, that would be super embarrassing and I probably would not go back to your house. It's not your fault, but my goodness, how humiliating. Someone said, this is 100% a skip town and never look back kind of shituation.
Yeah.
I get it.
That's
the poop.
That's such a bummer, man.
I know.
Because like, especially like in the beginning of a relationship when things are like, everything's exciting, everything's perfect, and it's so nice, and then you shit in the toilet, and it gets all over the bathroom, and there's no going back from that.
It's such a fear of I mean, I definitely, on, like, first dates, I definitely would be like, I can't use their bathroom in that way. Like, I gotta run home.
Oh, you can just hold it?
I'd be nice.
I'd be like,
I gotta go home.
I do, but it's definitely gonna be like a 2 or 3 flusher. You know, the moment it hits the water, I'm flushing,
the
so there's
out.
No smell.
You light the match because it does burn up the methane gas that makes it all stanky. But like, dude, I don't know. How nice is it to like, you're gonna enter that like comfortable relationship phase at some point. Lean into it. Let it be like, hey, can we get past this? Because it's gonna happen. I'm gonna throw up in front of you one day, like you're gonna get sick in front of me, like, you know, you're gonna need a surgery and I'm gonna see you looking all weird in like a surgery gown, like it's just how it goes.
Yeah.
I say the only way he can fix this is like use one of those like photo filter apps and just like take a picture of anything random, blur it again, just send it to her and be like, did you want this back? I found this, did you want it?
Do you think as she was running out of the apartment, she could hear him in the bathroom looking at it going, I want to die! I want to die!
He found it. He was like, I must find the girl this belongs to.
He finds her. He's like, can we meet publicly? He's just like, is this yours?
I also suspect that, like, he probably said something as she was like running out of there. You know, like she's collecting.
Oh my God!
It's in the grout! It's in the grout!
This is the grossest thing I've ever seen!
Did you stomp it into the tile? Like, just smeared. It's on the walls.
I think I just heard it whisper!
It took him 40 minutes to clean it up. Like, what kind of disaster did she
Oh, yeah.
Why did you put a football in my toilet? Oh, no. Oh, no.
This is crazy, okay. Man.
Yeah. Update.
Yes. They're married. They're married. Oh.
Wait, it wasn't poop. Go on.
I hope everyone that saw the last post somehow finds this update because I received some great advice and honestly, y'all are cool as hell. I decided to incorporate most of your tips and texted her one last time, pretty much saying that she shouldn't beat herself up too much and don't worry, shit happens. Ha. I kid you not, 2 seconds later, she dislikes the text, then sends me some paragraph that she likely typed up beforehand. It was just a long-winded apology, mostly about how she reacted. I called her right after, and she found the joke pretty funny, and I could tell she felt really bad. We previously had plans on the 4th of July to watch the fireworks from my apartment rooftop, and she decided to come over with a set of fresh towels. Ha ha. She was still a little awkward, which I guess makes sense, but all it took was a little alcohol to get her back to normal. Smiley face. Thanks again for all the tips. Guess I just needed to give her time and make light of the whole situation.
Let's go, boys.
Yeah. Let's.
All right. Hell yeah.
You got a shit in her sink, dude.
Yeah.
That's a happy ending. That's good. That's good. Like, you know, and I get the little bit of alcohol, take the edge off, because it's obviously going to be awkward.
Makes you forget.
Yeah.
And then when they met up and he's just like, hey, if it makes you feel any better, and then he shits himself.
Yeah.
There.
Well, he's got to make it even. They got to go over to her place.
Yeah.
And he's got to drop the biggest bomb in her toilet.
Yeah. Absolutely. Save up for a week and be like, I'm so glad we're meeting up again. By the way, can I
use your restroom really quick?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That is terrifying, though. That is rough.
It's not fun, but, like, we've all had some kind of embarrassing something in front of someone. Like,
I heard a story from someone once where the toilet was clogged, so they took it and put it in a garbage bag and then, like, went out of the window to go throw it away.
Whoa, that's dedication.
I know. We were all... It was in an improv class, like an improv 101 class, and everyone in the class was just like, you're crazy.
Isn't that with you? Because that's
ringing the
bell.
No, this was Groundlings.
Wait, so okay. They, like, took the bag and, like, scooped it up?
I don't know how they did the whole thing.
Yeah, I feel like I would never be that embarrassed about a bodily function. Like, if someone can't handle it, they're
I
not
get,
ride
I get,
die.
Though, I get 3 weeks in is, like, the worst time yeah. for
it's
that
not
to
It's not ideal.
Happen. It's the worst time for it to happen. Because, yeah. like, you get a few more months in, you're like, okay, I'm comfortable with this person. They like, whatever. 3 weeks, like, oh, that's tough.
So it does. So it does suck.
And they're young.
I'm not denying that. It does suck. You're young. But, like... I don't know. I would just so much rather be like, hey, like, you know, I have an ex where, like, pretty early on in us dating, she had, like, a literal stroke. And it was, like, not easy to help, you know, sort of facilitate her, like, comfort and safety. And, like, I spent a lot of time at her place. And that's a real vulnerable time to see somebody.
For sure.
That's not that different than shitting in their toilet real big. So, like, sometimes you're just like, hey, are we doing this? Let's do it for real. I know it's early, but let's go, you know.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
She's real big.
She runs out. She's like, look what I did in your toilet. He's like, wait, that's your voice?
I have to close the door to darkness.
Okay.
Shane, where can people find you?
Thank you both for being here. This was fun.
Yeah.
That was a roller coaster.
These were some relationships.
And also not... at all the kind of relationships that I expected.
I know.
Yeah. Well, we get that so much in the other ones too, where it's like, am I a jerk during this prank? My husband threw a brick at me.
I know.
It's
you never know what you're gonna get in Reddit stories. Yeah. But I you know, I thought we were gonna deal with some heavy shit today and we did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Thank you guys for being here. This was a fun time. Thank you all for watching. Let us know what other themes and subreddits you want to see on this show. And we'll see you next Saturday. Goodbye.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.